I get asked to talk on this topic because I started out my career as a trust and estates lawyer. And so as a consequence of that, I learned this a lot of this material kind of from the other side of the ledger, really, working with individual clients doing some of these things and trying to figure out the ideal ways to do them. That means I have like lived and breathed some of these techniques through an intense project with, involving charitable remainder trusts and that sort of thing. But also along the way, I was advising exempt organizations as well on the other side of it. And I think that with exempt organizations, people come to me all the time. They say, well, we want to have a planned giving program. And the first thing I say is, well, what do you mean by that? Because what I've learned is that nobody seems to mean the same two things by that. And so I always go through a bit of a Q&A with people to ask them about what they've actually got in mind. And I've tried to offer up my own little, you know, definition of planned giving in the first bullet, although I will say that basically sometimes I think planned giving is anything that's not a spontaneous gift. If I think about it for 5 minutes, that means it's planned. If I just reach in my pocket and give you the money, it's not. And you'll see here from this long list of techniques how kind of true that is. And I've ticked them off here on the slide, and I'll actually go through all of these. And I'll spend more time focusing on things like the charitable pledge, the remainder interests, and these various kinds of split interest vehicles. Everything on this slide is an example of a split interest vehicle. And split interest vehicles are something that are near and dear to the hearts of tax lawyers because they represent a major kind of exception to a general rule in the code. Back in 1969, when Congress completely rewrote the tax code in a thoughtful, conscientious way, they created an elaborate structure that actually works relatively well even now, almost 50 years later. It has its quirks and its issues, but a great deal of thought went into this idea of split interest.